safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
Where the city lights don't shine, I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud.
All right, welcome to Armed Alabama. It's your favorite night of the week, Tuesday night, which is my favorite night of the week because I get to come down here to the studio and join my friend and
co-host, some steam.
Judge Rusty Johnston. Glad you can join us here on Armed Alabama. We've got a good show for you here tonight. So, of course, this is your show about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, and, of course, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida law, and, of course, federal gun laws, and all things political.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in the end, it all comes down to politics, unfortunately.
It is. You know,
basic fundamental rights come down to politics.
And if you don't think so, you're kidding yourself.
That's right. Exactly right. There are a lot of gun people I know that used to take the position, well, after there's been a shooting, you know, let's wait till the victims are buried and all before we say, I can understand that politeness. The other side didn't wait. They're immediately, before the body hits the ground, they're making outrageous charges. So you got to, we've got to always be vigilant.
Not just making outrageous charges, Judge, but just being vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Name calling.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
Anything that I have ever seen, and
I was
think
just
you
telling
have
you,
seen.
These are the very people that want the federal government to be in charge of taking everyone's guns when they're against removing illegal immigrants. They say that would be a nightmare. There are too many. Well, watch what happens when they start trying to take people's guns. And the same people that ran the Manhattan Correction Center, where, you know, the most wanted criminal was either allowed to commit suicide or was murdered. I don't know what the deal is. And it's the same governments that, you know, liberals say the police are killing innocent folks every time they stop. You just don't put that much faith in government. It's a necessary evil. But don't give them all the power. And I'm sure the people in Hong Kong would like to have some guns right now.
Absolutely, because they are definitely in a predicament. If you're joining us here on Armed Alabama tonight, don't forget that we are also simulcasting on our Facebook page, and that is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like and save while you're there, and that way each time we post something on our Facebook page, you'll be notified. We also have a Twitter account, Armed Alabama 106.5, and of course, YouTube channel.
We're up to 850 subscriptions on 950 subscriptions on YouTube. We need 50 more. So it's Armed Alabama. If you'd never watch YouTube, but I'll just go there and subscribe. We need to get over 1,000.
Yeah, that would be a neat little milestone.
And so we
to
got
get over
50 more to go.
Get over 1,000 subscribers. And of course, we have lots of video content there on YouTube, even previous shows and live broadcasts.
Training videos, legal. One is about how to look up Alabama law. They're very different things.
And, of course, we have lots of live videos on our Facebook page. And you can also go to our website, and that's armedalabama.com, and you can see lots of information there. You can also listen to previous podcasts that we have on our radio show from our website. And speaking of podcasts, you can also go to FM Talk's website, and you can listen to previous podcasts of Armed Alabama.
What's that address?
And you can also listen to simulcasts.
www.fmtalk1065.com.
Yeah. And you don't even have to put in the www anymore.
It just pops right on up.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but that's correct.
fmtalk1065.com.
Lots of ways to listen to us here on Armed Alabama, and we definitely appreciate you listening to our show, and this is why we do it.
Adam, what we need to get in the next couple of weeks, and I've got that person in mind, but one of the people that's leading kind of the dissent against the NRA, trying to clean it up, I'll track down somebody. There are several outspoken people and have them on. We'll interview them. They can kind of tell us the lay of the land, because their idea, not to destroy the NRA, to clean it up and make it strong like it used to be, because we need them now more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. So, to be honest with you, I don't know all the details with what's going on with the NRA. I know some of the things were that some of the board members within the NRA and the leadership within the NRA were getting high paychecks or exuberant paychecks or whatever.
I've actually got a board member, I guess, grading, A, B, C, D. I'll put that up if I can remember.
Can I share something
yep.
real quick? I have two friends from high school days, a long time ago, who are no longer NRA members. And I asked them, why did you quit? And their answer was, while they still support the NRA and what it stands for, they got tired of being besieged every month
yep.
with fund, you know, money requests.
They're still doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and it was Rob Pincus is with
a group. 2 or 3 times a month. Send us money.
You can check out a group called SaveThe2A.org. I've given them some money, and they seem to be. I know they're legitimate. There's a couple of other ones, but you know
what is 2A, Judge?
Second Amendment.
Second Amendment.
Oh, okay.
SaveThe2A.org. So
well,
check them out.
Rob Pincus actually had ran.
That's right.
For several positions within NRA over
right.
the years. And if you're not familiar with Rob Pincus, he is probably really one of the most well-known firearm instructors
yeah,
within the nation.
Yeah, get him on next couple of weeks.
Yeah. I actually met him a couple of years ago. Really, really nice guy.
And I didn't mean my comments in a disparaging way. They both still support. They just had a fatigue factor.
Well, it's funny. Adam and I both commented this when... maybe it's when we became life members or something, we were able to kind of check a box that said, like, don't bother me. And I rarely get anything from them.
Yeah, I get phone calls every now and again to I don't know, whatever the latest fundraiser item is. But it's not a lot. Maybe every couple of months.
I wish somebody would call now. Because if they call now, say, no money until LaPierre's gone. That's kind of the standard response everybody ought to use.
Well, that might have an impact.
Yeah, it should. I mean, I can't imagine somebody's own vanity. He knows he's destroying the organization. He's made a ton of money. He's got lots of nice clothes.
Well,
I don't
mind him making the money. I mean, if you bring the organization
if
you're making the money and your organization is making the money because of your efforts, I have no problem with an individual making money from
that. NRA activity is going to become critical when the Congress comes back in December.
One of the points they made is, I've always told you, they had a board of like 75. And when you have a board of directors or trustees of 75, the staff runs the organization. One of the reform points is to restructure the board to have between 11 and 16 members.
Yeah.
And that's then they can run the organization, as they legally have an obligation to oversee it. They do, and I'm afraid very few of them have been doing that. And by the way, the only payment they'd get for going to the board meeting are their expenses, which some were getting a lot of money and some weren't getting their expenses. So not everybody was quite equal in that. Adam, you want to tell who we've got coming up after the break?
Oh, well, hopefully we will have with us is Secretary of State John Merrill. We hope to have him with us when we come back to the break. So we're going to make that phone call. And hopefully we can get him to join us.
He's running for U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. And be sure to check us out, of course, on our Facebook page. We are simulcasting live, and that is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back after this break with more Armed Alabama.
Up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
All right. Welcome back to Armed Alabama. Glad you could hang with us through the break here.
The next best thing to Clint Eastwood, we've got on the phone Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. How you doing, Secretary?
You're too kind to me, my friend. I appreciate that so much.
Mr. Secretary, of course, I'm glad you were able to take some time with us tonight with myself and Judge Rusty Johnson. We appreciate that here on Armed Alabama. And just real quick, I know you've really busy, and I appreciate you taking time for us tonight. One of the things I want to ask you right out the gate here is you did an interview with my friend Jeff Rapport, and and you had a really good comment, and I would just like you to present that to our listeners.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that we were talking about was, you know, what has happened to our nation and the basic moral decay that we've all seen, foundational principles, which we have had, are just being done away with. And I told him we did not have a gun control problem in our nation. What we had was a spiritual deficit problem.
Amen.
And we need to find a way to correct that. And I saw some people talking about it on social media today, and they said, how do you correct a social deficit problem? Well, you a spiritual deficit problem. Well, you do it by personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how you do it.
And you have to have that start in the home.
No doubt about it.
If you have parents coming home drunk or drugged up, and they don't take their kids to Sunday school, and I mean, whatever you think about Sunday school, I mean, it... Even if you're one of these, you know, atheists, nut jobs that doesn't think there's a God, just going to church and Sunday school makes you a better person.
Well, the Lord taught us that the fellowship with other believers is what makes us stronger and what puts us in a position to be able to be more effective as Christians as we serve Him.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's why we go to church. It's not because people are better than other people. It's because we need that fellowship, and we need that iron sharpening the iron that prepares us to serve Him in a better, more formidable role.
Right.
Absolutely.
But what you're
well
right,
said.
We've thrown God out of government, out of the schools, out of our daily lives, and they're surprised we've got kids shooting up people and writing satanic verses.
No doubt about it.
Well, as some of our listeners may not know, Secretary, you are the Secretary of State for Alabama, and you are the utmost authority on the elections, and you do an amazing job at keeping Alabama elections honest. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and also tell us, our listeners, that you are a candidate for Senate?
I am, and I'm excited about that campaign as well, but first and foremost, let me remind all of your listeners that our primary goal in the area of elections is to ensure that each and every eligible U.S. citizen that's a resident of Alabama is given the opportunity to register to vote and to have a photo ID. Since January 19, 2015, which is 4 years, 7 months, and 25 days ago, we have registered 1,311,964 new voters. We now have a state record, 3,506,096 registered voters in Alabama. Those numbers are unprecedented and unparalleled in the history of the state of Alabama. 96% of all eligible African Americans in Alabama are registered to vote. 91% of all eligible white Alabamians are registered to vote, and 94% of all eligible Alabamians are registered to vote. But we've removed more than 792,000 people from the voter rolls because those people have moved away, they passed away, or
but
they
John,
put away.
Aren't those people scared to show their ID when they go to vote because somebody might beat them up?
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'll say this. It's not working in Alabama because we've broken every record in the history of the state for voter participation as well.
That's great.
So that is just a tremendous blessing that we're really proud of in Alabama.
It shows that argument's all nonsense.
No doubt.
Don, if you can tell me what tomorrow's date in history is, I'll send you a $100 contribution.
Let's see. Now, tomorrow's going to be the 14th day of August.
You got it.
So I've got two good friends that that's their birthday tomorrow.
Wasn't thinking about them.
But I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No. I'll go ahead and give it to you.
The 14th of August is going to be the day that World War II officially ended.
How about, for around here, 50th anniversary of the worst hurricane in history, Hurricane Camille?
Oh, man alive.
I can't believe it's been 50 years. I was
wow.
Was an 11-year-old kid or something like that. But, yeah, that was terrible.
Well, you know, just a few short days ago, they had the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And so I know we're getting right to the point where we had VJ Day and
yep.
World War
yep.
II formally ended.
Right.
With the,
I think they
army.
Actually signed the papers, MacArthur did, in Tokyo Bay in first part of September, if I remember.
Yes, sir.
But I'll get you off the trivia. Go ahead, Adam. Ask the political question.
Secretary Merle, real quick, won't you give us a rundown on your Senate campaign and how folks can find more about you and what are your platform and what do you want to do as senator?
Well, certainly. First of all, people can visit our website at johnhmerrill.com and learn more about us and what we're actually doing. But I am the only proven conservative reformer who's been effective as an elected official that's in this race. And I'm the only statewide elected official that's been in that's in the race that has served a complete term. I'm real excited about that because we have proven effectiveness at every term. Not only have we broken the records like we talked about in voter registration and photo ID delivery, we've changed the paradigm for business services delivery in our state as well.
Oh yeah, I just used your business services a few days ago. It's great.
That's exactly, well, thank you for acknowledging that. You know, when we started, we had 49 employees. Today, we got 36 employees. We had a 7 to 9 month wait period when we started Friday for 3 years and 6 weeks exactly. We've been at same day on business filing. So the day the paperwork comes in is the day the paperwork gets done because we're not operating at the speed of government anymore. We're operating at the speed of business. So we're real excited about that. And I want to go to Washington to be our next United States Senator because I want to help the president build a border wall to stop the bleeding on illegal immigration and to make sure that the people that want to come here can come here, but they are coming the right way.
Right.
We also want to push back against the liberal socialist agenda that we see being advanced by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the rest of the squad, as well as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Got to make sure that we are confirming judicial nominees who will not legislate from the bench, but who will interpret the law the way that the law has been written. And we need to push back against the out-of-control liberal spending that we see from Republicans and Democrats
Absolutely.
In the Congress who are wasting our money each and every day. And that's something we've given attention to in the Office of the Secretary of State as well, because we put performance clauses in all of our contracts, and we have not only reduced our workforce, but as of Friday, we'd saved you $2,819,021.21.
Great.
So once again, how can the folks find you?
Absolutely. They can visit our website at johnhmerrill.com. They can follow me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, Instagram. They can also call me on my cell phone at 334-328-2787.
Thank you, sir.
You're
thank
accessible.
You for your time. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it is accessible.
Sure thank that.
Thank you for your
guys,
time, Mr. Secretary.
We'll see you when you get down here one day.
All right. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Thank you, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
To make a slight correction, the storm center actually came in on the 16th of August, but we need to remember that. August 16th, 1969, you know, argue about is Katrina stronger, and this is generally recognized as the worst storm. And any of you that were alive then, I mean, if you went over there, Charlie, you and I have talked about it, you could see people's, you know, belongings and the trees and the flattened buildings. It was really terrible.
Well, and that small seagoing tugboat that got yep. washed up on Highway 90, and later they turned it into a gift shop because that was easier than trying to get it off the road. And Judge, next month we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of Frederick.
Right. It's hard to believe that. And that'll be 12th, 13th of September.
Boy, and that was a night to remember.
Woo. I know.
I actually do remember Frederick.
Yeah, that was tough.
I slept on the floor on the news set at Channel 5.
That's bad. And some of you that are watching,
no air conditioning, no lights.
Wow.
Some of you watching Facebook see a what's commonly called a shotgun bandolier with a bunch of shotgun shells in. Reason for this is just a reminder, you know, a shotgun is not our first choice for home defense, but it's a lot of people's first choice. You may only have two rounds or two or three, four or five rounds. Put one of these on your shotgun or next to your shotgun. They have 25 or 50 rounds. Put it over your neck if you're going to have to do something with your shotgun, because you will run out of that ammunition real, real quick. It's just where you need it, and it's a convenient spot.
And that's an attractive
it kind
piece of
is,
wear.
You know,
it really is. Can you wear that out and public?
Oh, yeah. The women love it. And it's filled especially with the federal HV tactical buck.
Well, I was thinking, though, in an open carry state like Texas.
Yeah, because this is ammunition. This is.
Yeah, that's not a gun. That's just ammo.
So have you, you know, you don't want to have some cheap foreign Russian ammo in there or something like that.
No,
you want to have one that'll impress people.
That's right. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, exactly. Interestingly, when I first bought, I think it was this one, put some ammunition in it. I looked a few months later, and it wasn't brass, but it had started to corrode the brass. And it was something on the bandolier. So, like everything, you ought to wash your clothes. We'll be right back, folks, with more of Armed Alabama.
Down our country, man, you're walking on the back inside of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
Captain Widmark from Fringe. Adam, you wanted to talk about some of my charts. Was that it? I don't remember what we were talking about. The mass shooting, so-called mass shootings.
We were just talking about Texas law versus Alabama law as far as concealed carry and businesses.
How many of these shootings take place in a so-called gun-free zone? This is a 20-year period that John Lott did. That's the Crime Prevention Research Organization.
Who you and I had a chance to meet.
Yeah, we had a chance. Nice guy. He's got a beard now and all. Looks like a street person. But anyway, from 98 to 2019, that's a lot of shootings. Gun-free zones, these shootings happen in them 89% of the time. Now, that ought to kind of tell us something. And I've told you before, 56% are with handguns. But Texas, why was Texas gun-free zone? It was at Walmart. Texas businesses can post no firearms, no weapons, a certain language they have to use, and you have to honor that.
But it is an open carry state.
Well, it's open carry, it's concealed carry. Open carry is actually not as good as our open carry, but they got a lot of guns there. But like the Luby's cafeteria, you can't take a firearm in a place that they've changed that slightly now, but it used to be served any alcohol. Now I think it's 51%. You can take a firearm in a straight bar here. I wouldn't recommend, you know, overindulging or even drinking anything. But yeah, you can, and some mass shootings have been stopped inside of bars because somebody had a firearm.
Yeah.
You know, the government, the nanny state doesn't know everything.
No, so the point was is that in a lot of ways, Alabama gun laws are better
and
than Texas.
And people will say, why do you're infringing on free property? Well, free property has been infringed on for decades. You know, if you think you actually own the property, examine it again. But I'll tell you one thing. If somebody invites you into their property, disarms you, then I think they have a duty to provide protection that you've given up. And they don't most of the time.
Judge, how would you like to live in a no-gun or a gun-free neighborhood?
No.
That's like turning a magnet on.
Let's take our next call, whom we may know. You're on the air, Druin.
Hey, Judge. I just wanted to call. I have two questions for you. The first is, you know, with everything going on in Russia with these new missiles they have, I think I have a stump for you. I bet you've never heard of a book called The Last Babylon, have you?
Not only have I read it, I was required to read it in high school.
Really?
If you can imagine. It's 58, a book by Pat Frank, I think the name is. And it's pretty interesting. It's about a nuclear Armageddon, but back then. And it would be a book everybody ought to read, A Last Babylon. I think Pat
Frank. Yeah, and I think there's another one as well that has it's more up to date with EMTs.
It's, oh, yeah. One Second After. And One Week After, those are definitely worth reading, and shows the value of having guns, particularly also have a .22 with a lot of rounds, because you can hunt with it, you can defend yourself with it, but especially hunting.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich's buddy, Forsythe.
Fortran, pronounce his name, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one that
William
wrote,
Fortran.
He wrote One Second After. It's really... really a gripping novel.
Well, Drew, and thank you for that, and give me a call tomorrow maybe.
Yeah, and so my second question is, it's more into the politics side.
Yep.
It's, I'm not sure if y'all have heard about it yet, but I believe there's some senators that are calling for if the Supreme Court does not heal itself.
Oh, they want to pack the Supreme Court.
They want to change up to 15 justices. As you're a judge, I just wanted to see your take on that, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right.
All right, guys?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg is against that. You know, Franklin Roosevelt tried that, and he came back with a bloody nose. Of course, I don't think the Supreme Court ought to even be considering these. I don't think it's any of their business. The federal government, try to find in the Constitution where they are authorized to interfere, regulate, etc., firearms. We're supposed to be a government where the only duties, the only power they have is those powers specifically enumerated in the Constitution, and that isn't one. So, you know, mixed bag there, but I don't think they'll get away with it, and I think it makes them look lawless.
We got a caller from Texas
online.
Yeah,
great. Glenn.
Hey, guys. It's Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Texas. What's up?
Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
All right, good. Yeah, not too bad.
So I forgot you were traveling, and you're actually in Texas right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, actually, this is like my fifth week in a row.
This is Glenn Ramos, y'all. Our sometimes host. What part of Texas are you in?
Denton.
Oh, okay.
You're not calling from a gun-free zone, are you?
Hell no.
Yeah.
What you got for us, buddy?
Actually, I'm sure you guys talked at this for ad nauseum, but Dayton, Ohio mass shooting. Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, what is that? Because it dropped off the news almost immediately. Why was that, Glenn? Oh,
Well, you know why it dropped off, because the guy, I mean, you know, he was a leftist.
Left-wing, satanic, weirdo,
Supporter of Bernie Sanders, supporter of Elizabeth Warren. So, of course, that's going to drop off the map. They have to.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, no question about it.
It doesn't support the narrative. But what I was going to say is, you know, that one kind of hits really, really close to home, because for about 16 years of my life, Dayton was home.
Wow.
I graduated from the University of Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And actually, I used to live about 10 minutes from the Oregon District.
Wow.
I used to go to Newcomb's Tavern. I used to go to Ned Pepper's, those areas. And,
wow.
And for years before this incident happened, mm-hmm. that place was untouchable.
Well, I'll have to hand it to the police response. I watched the tape. Some people say six. It was about 20, 25 seconds, and they killed him.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I mean, the body count would have been much, 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 much higher.
And what can you make of somebody, this first victim is either his friend who brought him there or his sister? You know, I mean, yeah. Definitely sick person.
Well, yeah, well, he's a psychopath is what this guy is. And then, and of course, that's the reason why the storyline had to drop off the news, because it didn't support their narrative. So.
Yeah.
They had to let this one go.
Just You're like
this,
right.
It's in Las Vegas. Las Vegas didn't support the narrative at the time.
Las Vegas is still, so you know, Glenn, they have never proven that he used a bump fire stock and all that, and yet they based a whole ban on that.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly. And that's the thing is that's really scaring me here, guys, is that, you know, and I'm going to drop up here in a few seconds here, but...
Go ahead.
This discussion on red flag laws and...
Oh, yeah.
These kind of laws... that they're trying, they're thinking to introduce, and
that's let the government and psychiatrists decide without you there.
Exactly right. So you have a neighbor, maybe even a family member that doesn't like you. That say, hey, look, I think this guy is crazy. You need to go check him out. Take his guns. I mean, there needs to be a checks and balances system along with the laws.
Yeah, due process,
it's fine,
exactly.
But there's got to be a check and balance system.
Yeah, no question. Great call.
So That's the first thing. Second thing they need to do, we need to get rid of all these gun-free zones, because that's just an advertisement to crazies. Hey, come in here. No one here has a gun. Come in here and shoot us up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just an open invitation. We got to get rid of those.
Most of
those
the shooters are aware of that, too.
What's that?
Most of the shooters are aware of that, and that's why they pick them.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing we need to start doing is, right here, in Texas, the place where I'm going to, the supplier I'm going to in Gainesville, Texas, then now they are super serious about their security. In the front desk area, they have a deputy sheriff there the entire day, and they have a very strict protocol of how you get into the place.
Yeah.
And if you don't meet the rules, you're not getting in, period, end of story.
Right.
If you don't have 24-hour prior authority, you're not getting in.
Yeah.
And likewise with these stores, I think these stores need to start considering going to plainclothes security guards that mix in with the rest of the population, and you have maybe two or three of these guys throughout the store, canvassing the store.
That costs money, though.
Everything's A-okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's a problem with that, though. When police arrive and they see somebody in civilian clothes with a handgun, they may mistake him for the perpetrator.
It's only happened in one instance in all of our
gun
history.
But how can you tell?
Yeah, but it's only happened one time. They know when they've had mass shooters and they've had a citizen stopping the mass shooter, only one time have the police mistook the citizen for the mass shooter and harmed him.
Yeah.
Every time else has been fine. So it's kind of a false flag that people bring up to say, well, nobody should then try to intercede.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it might make it harder to identify who the real shooter is.
It might, but it doesn't.
Well,
know?
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And a lot of these shooters are obvious. This guy had on ear mufflers. None of them had real body armor. They had tactical vests.
Yeah, I'd hate for them to hurt their
real
ears.
Body armor is quite expensive.
And that's such a misnomer.
And it's
to
also
say that.
Quite hot, too.
Yeah.
So... Well, Glenn, thank you. And listen, be careful on your way back.
No, absolutely. All right, thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Charlie, what is our break status?
We got about a minute and 10 seconds.
It's hurricane season. You know, you ought to have a gun in your house during a hurricane. And so go down to McCoy's if you need a gun, or if you need ammunition, or, you know, some people have a gun, let's say a 32. Well, there are three or four different 32 rounds. Take your gun down. Say, what kind of ammunition? If you need it clean, they can clean it down there. McCoy's has everything for guns, every kind of sporting, archery. A lot of people are getting ready for the hunting season next month. See them there. And McCoy's is located on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65, in what used to be the old K&B Shopping Center. Great folks. Tell them we sent you.
Absolutely. And we were talking about Hurricane Frederick before. McCoy's has been in business since 1975, since before Hurricane Frederick. So they know a thing or two about putting you in the right firearm, or putting you in the right tennis shoes or hunting clothing, or whatever you need for your outdoor recreation needs. So check them out, McCoy Outdoors. They are an avid supporter of Armed Alabama, and we thank them.
Remember, folks, our number here is 251-343-0106. You can call with a question, or you can also text a question. We'll be right back.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. We still got a little bit of a show left for you, so thank you for sticking with us through the break. And Judge, we were talking earlier about some of the mass shootings, one being in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Glenn Ramos called in and talked about that.
It's really sick if you want to read that guy's writings, which I wouldn't recommend.
No, and there was an incident that took place not too far from our friend Matt Canovi, who's been on the show with us several times.
I think puts tactical vest on.
Yep.
A couple of magazines. I don't know whether his AR was loaded or not, but goes in the store filming himself.
Yeah, but he had a firearm holstered as well.
Yeah. And then when he leaves by the back door, an off-duty fireman is there with his handgun trained on
him. Yeah, a concealed carry holder.
Right, et cetera. So the system worked, but, you know,
what kind of idiot does that?
I know.
Though?
So kids do a lot of, and I say kids, somebody who's 18 can be a, you know, real man or immature kid. But if you have children that just a little, you know, explain to them that can get you in a lot of trouble.
No, especially.
Get you dead.
Especially after considering the mass shooting that took place, and then he walks in with.
You know, it might not even be against law, but it could certainly get you killed.
That was exactly what next question I was going to ask you.
You've got to have some good sense.
I don't think it was necessarily against the law, but it was certainly ridiculous.
You got to always have good sense, and he obviously had no good sense.
And I think maybe if he'd even flinched, he would move.
Let me mention this, too. Why is Walmart the number one seller of ammunition in this country? They're very anti-gun. The only reason they sell guns in some locations is to make a buck. Y'all don't buy from Walmart. You go to McCoy, you can go to 100 other places, but don't buy from Walmart.
Does Walmart still not sell 22?
I think they do. Well, you know, it depends on the store. You're going to go to some stores, they're not going to have any trace of anything because it's considered, you know, evil. But then you go to one in Waynesboro, Mississippi, they're going to have everything to do with guns there. But don't give them your business. They're working against us. They've allied with Bloomberg and that anti-gun coalition. Don't give them your money.
Y'all have any predictions of the Congress when they come back in September?
There's the
gun debates.
I don't think anything will happen. Our system, fortunately, is designed to gridlock things, and so I don't think anything will happen.
So gridlock can be a good thing.
Absolutely, yeah. The fewer laws, the better, is the way I look at it, unless they're repealing some other law.
They ought to have a session just to take laws off.
Absolutely. We had a guest one time, Adam, remember, maybe on another show, that he figured a normal person who's not evil, law-abiding, breaks 3 to 5 federal felonies a day and doesn't even realize it.
That's probably me.
And that's outrageous.
That's probably me.
As one of the Romans said, I can't quote exactly, but the more corrupt the republic, the more numerous the laws. And that was 300 and something B.C. Isn't that funny? Just what we're experiencing. And remember, folks, Rome lived from 400 and something B.C. to 1453 A.D. because people forget Rome East, 1453. That's almost 2,000 years, and we've got 225, and we think we've accomplished something.
Yeah, a long way to go.
Yeah, we hadn't.
We've still got a few minutes left here in the show. If you want to call us and ask us a firearm question or a gun question, ask us a question regarding concealed carry law within the state of Alabama, Mississippi, or Florida, you can give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. So, Judge, we have a few texts here. I'm going to go ahead and get to one of them. It's a trivia question that a listener had texted in. It said, how many Cat 5 hurricanes have made landfall in the U.S.?
Well, of course, we really don't know, let's say, prior to 1890 or so, because they could have done it in 1780. But I will say we got they're very, like Katrina was not a Cat 5 when it made landfall. It decreased suddenly. I think Andrew was, and I think it's probably three. You had the one Labor Day hurricane. You had Camille and Andrew. I'm guessing three. Does he say the answer?
Yeah, the answer is, which I hadn't actually went and verified, so just going to take his word for it, and this 1935 Keys hurricane, 1969 Camille, 1992 Andrew, and then 2008 Hurricane Michael.
Okay, the Michael, they upgraded it. Yep, got me on that. I was
that
correct
was
on all the other ones.
Yeah, because that
last year.
I think they upgraded it after. After the fact.
That is, he's got it. He got me there.
All right, Judge, Michael. We have a caller online. Tim is calling from Summerdale, Alabama. Welcome, Tim. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Hey, thank you. Enjoying your show here.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I had a question.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how you would answer this question, but do you think at some point they're going to outlaw that AR-15 type of gun? And, you know, my brother has one. I don't really have a use for one, but at the same time, I kind of feel like if they're going to take it away or not allow you to buy one, should I say, I almost kind of want to go get one just to have one.
I would get one. You may not have a use for it. You may just have a want for it. I do not think they will ever outlaw them. They may institute some kind of nonsensical, quote, assault weapon ban, unquote, that'll make them more expensive and harder to get. But I don't think they'll ever outlaw them because there are 20, 25 million out there, and how are they going to collect those?
The new term that you're using now is a weapon of war.
Weapon of war.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's buying opportunity right now.
That was going to be my next question, too. Now, the actual war weapon, what is that, an M16 or something like that? Those aren't
M16
available
or M4.
Public, are they?
Yes and no. You could, under the National Firearms Act, you can pay the tax stamp on, there's some M16s that are in that lot, and then they'll cost you about $20,000 because there are no new ones being added. So technically, yeah, you can get one, but I have no knowledge of one of those ever being misused, probably because they're so expensive,
Yeah, because they knew what they were doing, the ones that had them. Well, last question, if you have a historical-type weapon, regardless of the caliber or anything like that, do you think anybody will ever come and try to seize that or take that away from you from owning either a military gun or a machine gun or any kind of one that might even mount on a Jeep or something?
As long as it's not prohibited under the National Firearms Act, no. And by the way, people say the colonists had no conception we'd have AR-15s. You could own a cannon in 1776, 1782. That would, you could own any firearm in production. And remember that General Gates, the first thing he did at Lexington and Concord was go out to seize the ammunition and seize the arms. That's what all tyrants do. Get those arms, get the ammunition, then the people are easier to control, i.e. kill.
At Lexington and Concord is what you're referring to, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what they were going
for.
They weren't just having a parade.
No, and of course, the Minutemen mustered, if you will, And the rest, they say, is history.
Right. And what could they have done if they had no ammunition?
And the caller had made mention before about the M16 and the AR-15. There's a lot of parts differences between AR-15.
There are. There's a good many interchangeable, but there are.
Some are interchangeable, but definitely the M16 is much more robust as far as the stock, if it's collapsible stock or whatever. You have commercial versus mil-spec. And manufacturing materials and even manufacturing specifications. Lots of differences between those two firearms.
Yeah, no question. AR-15 works just like a Ruger 10/22, which is a 22 caliber. It's just a semi-automatic firearm, which I guess probably a majority of firearms in the country are. They're very efficient, and 99.9% are never abused. So let's throw out all of our liberty because a Satanist and a wacko in El Paso did that. You know, God didn't destroy the rock that Cain used to kill Abel. He blamed Cain. You don't blame the instrument. You blame the person.
Well, there's always going to be something used. If somebody wants to do harm to another person, they're going to use either a knife or
fist
a truck.
Kill more people than mass shootings do.
There was, of course, a mass murder using a rider truck. I'm sorry, a delivery truck.
Sure.
And then this here lately, it was
California. What, four people killed with a knife?
Yep.
In a spree.
And then also in Australia, they had an individual that broke loose with a knife and stabbed numerous people.
This is something to try to control free people that live in this country. And we can't let it happen.
No, absolutely not.
Folks, we will see you next week on Armed Alabama, this same channel, FM Talk 106.5. Remember to go to our YouTube page, and I need you to subscribe. We got 50 more people we need, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Armed Alabama.
We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.